Let's pop the op. We're covering the bombing that never was, the Columbus Day bombing, the re-October surprise. I predicted this bombing on September 3rd in an attempt to, of course, stop it. So there was a bombing a couple of weeks earlier. So now you might say, there's no relation there. That's just a coincidence. I mean, you predicted a bombing on Columbus Day, but it didn't happen. Well, that's because my talking about it has an effect on it. The NSA, you know, batch scoops up all the internet traffic and then searches it with computers. So the people in this op are, you know, at the top of our government, the top intelligence agencies, fascist. So they would have access. At any rate, the purpose was to get Trump into office. This is an op by the far right. Started in 2013 as a test run. Now, I got involved because I see it, so I might as well step up. No one else is doing anything about it. At any rate, I'll go into it. Some of the shows I played earlier in this show. But here it is. Hillary's op was to release Trump, the Groper tapes, perfectly timed before the last debate to destroy his preparation for the debate. It was obvious she had this a long time ago, since the Clintons encouraged Trump to get into the race, to screw up the Republicans, and then the whole time Hillary had some dirt on him. So she has the ability to be the president. She can certainly run the intelligence agencies because she's pretty sneaky. At any rate, they knew she was going to do this, the far right. They had it planned on the following Monday. The tape came out Friday, following Monday, to blow up the Columbus Day parade in New York, Donald's hometown, with an Islamic terrorist, as he puts it. And that would be in the news right now, not Donald's little hands and where they've been. Now, I didn't know for sure what would happen when I started this. There was, examined it for the downside. I could get killed, no upside. Well, to save people's lives. I didn't actually believe it would stop Trump, because I'd forgotten that Hillary had the dirt on Trump. I was still upset with her for not putting Bernie on the ticket, because that's an obvious win, but then I forgot how sneaky she was. She was just taking her time before releasing her tapes. And she's got more, because, Donald's a Teflon Don. So it will take several. And they're coming out slowly, anonymously released. Of course, Hillary's behind it. She worked at the State Department. That's like, intelligence work without the wet jobs. At any rate. So, when I put this on the air, and this would only work at free radio with an antenna, because then the NSA could not find out exactly who was listening and just whack you folks. There's not that many. I would have gotten whacked. But because there's an antenna, they don't know who all is listening. And more importantly, they don't care about the sheeple. They're worried about other spooks listening, because a special operation doesn't work if the enemy knows exactly when you're going to be on the target, because then you're walking into an ambush. Special operations are usually very small, highly trained teams. This operation, of course, they have a Manchurian candidate, Patsy, the bomber, that they have to babysit. So, they had 5 weeks from when I announced it, and 2 weeks after they dumped the op, the bombs were dropped in garbage cans, they burned the Patsy, and left town, possibly with the suitcase that was enclosing one of the bombs. A little tip of the hat of humor there. I really can't believe that this is what happened. I mean, I hold these bizarre beliefs, and I talk about them on the radio, but I don't believe the way most of you believe. You believe 100% in something. I just give them probabilities. And this was a long shot. But when I add the probabilities up, the long shot came in. I mean, what are the chances of a bomb going off in New York within the 5-week period from when I announced it to when I said it would go off? You know, the only two bombings I know of are the 9/11 and the attempt on the Trade Towers before that, 93. So in the last 24 years, there might have been a couple more I don't notice, but let's give a couple more on top of that. And let's say there were 6 things similar to this. So that's like every 4 years. So 4 years is what? A little over 200 weeks. We're talking 5 goes into 200. Oh, about 40 to 1. So a 40 to 1 shot came in. But previously, I'd also talked about this on the radio in 2013 of February, right at the time the police in this town were being shot up by the Nazis. That's also part of this operation. And the odds on that, you know, I'd never seen anything like that in this town in the over 20 years I've lived here. So let's assume it happens once every 20 years in Santa Cruz. The odds of it happening on a day I had a show on, well, let's say I did 10 of those shows. I did less than that. Let's say I did 10. So divide a year by 10, it's 36. So 36 times 20 years, that's like 720 to 1. That the cops would be getting shot up at the same time I'm talking about Nazis shooting up cops as a terrorist op against the American public. Now, obviously, the point of the op in this year has to do with the election. To me, this was a lot like gambling. I can't gamble anymore for legal reasons, so I've never played at these high of stakes. I mean, the downside was I was going to get killed, but, you know, just walking around Santa Cruz looking homeless, I could get run over by a Take Back Santa Cruz person. You know, it happens all the time here. The police are out arresting art objects instead of enforcing the traffic laws. And I'm told a lot of this bad driving is done with San Jose license plates. So I guess it's, you know, to keep the tourist dollars coming in, we'll give up a few little kids getting run over. But back to the op. I just had my life to lose, and I didn't think it would be that. There was only one real danger point. You know, early on, I'd mentioned to people that I thought it might be the Democratic Convention, but anybody could say something like that. That's not enough to get me killed over. But at one point, I figured out it was the Columbus Day Parade and almost mentioned that, and I just stopped myself and go, that can get me killed. So I waited till the mic was hot and put it out over the airwaves. At that point, there's no point in killing me because I have no evidence. I have no names. I have not looked this up on the internet. It's just stuff that came over the TV or people talked about. So I'm not really much of a threat. But like I said, you can't do a special op with the enemy knowing you're going to be there. So they were not able to overrun Hillary's news item with the Wag the Dog bombing in New York. So in addition to saving a few lives in New York, this counter-opt also saves millions. If Trump had got in, there'd be millions of deaths, including people in the intelligence agency. That would be the first thing he would do, because they can just go out and kill people for you. And he would abuse that. You know, everybody who ever insulted Trump would have been showing up dead here. And he would just keep pushing them. They'd get killed. I mean, eventually they would probably kill him. But it's going to be horrible if he had won. But he's not going to win now. I think this is a thinly stretched operation. And now it's too late. I mean, if they blow something up now, it's going to go more credit to Hillary for being more presidential. Because, you know, Trump looks like a little kid grabbing women. So it's like playing the horses. You know, they trainers will often run a horse in a race just for training purposes to keep the racing secretary happy so that it's a full field and more betting, you know, longer odds. And it seemed like the 2013 operation was like that. It was a training exercise to see how the public would work, because this is a psychological warfare operation. So, you know, it's not for sure it's even going to work. You know, it's based on deep principles that reach to your subconscious. And that's also what makes it obvious to see to anyone who knows propaganda or intelligence work. And that's why I said the CIA had to be involved in this, because they have to see this op is going on. So here, let's hear from the first one I did on September 3rd. Well, actually, this is one of the first. I've been talking about this for a while, but this is when I first announced where the bombing would take place. This is one step beyond Pop the Op. I'm your co-host, Titfuck. Dave's not here. We're going to talk today a little bit more about the current psychop going on in America to place the pigs with drones, tear down our country, make people feel unsafe and insecure, and lead us deeper into the police state. This op involves the cops getting shot up, blacks with guns, sex-depraved soldiers, and bombings. This went on in 2013 as a test market to see how the conspiracy theorists would react to it. The Boston bombing. There were several pigs shot up back then. Our best sniper got taken out. This year they're at it again. When I saw the killing of a woman on The Voice, I knew they'd be mass shootings and shooting up the cops to follow, and that's what we've seen in Orlando. And then Dallas, and, well, Baton Rouge may have just been a copycat because it doesn't fit the rest of the scenario. That one, that soldier was actually a hero. He wasn't a sex-deprived one like the one in Dallas. So we haven't seen too much lately. I guess the riot in Milwaukee, but that may not be related. They do want to create this unrest in the country. They're pushing for revolution of a violent nature so that they can then repress it. They've got the hardware, and it's so cost-effective to switch over to drones. So how do they get the public to accept it? And that's what this op is about. But they're doing co-op ops these days, coalition operations with very many people involved, like 9/11. You had the military, the CIA, corporates, the administration, and probably some foreign powers as well. Same thing with this one. Started, as far as I can tell, with Sandy Hook, where they actually killed the kids. You don't cover up something like that. All the other conspiracy people think that the kids aren't dead, which is nonsense. Anyone in that town that could blab that the kids weren't dead would get millions. You can't cover that up. And the witnesses in the Kennedy assassination were bumped off over time, because people blab. So the only way that could happen at Sandy Hook is if the whole town were Satanists. That's what I hear from these folks. But Satanists kill their kids anyways. Why miss an opportunity to get in good with their demonic god? Now, it doesn't make any sense, except those kids were killed. Sure, there was an op that went on there. They were probably backup killers in that van, because you can never trust a nut job. At any rate, they're planning a bombing. At first, I thought it might be the Democratic Convention, but that's just too hard a target. I do feel there is a soft target coming up that is just perfect for this op. I'm talking about the Columbus Day Parade in New York. this is very similar to the Boston Marathon. There's a group in the East Coast that's working on this, as well as a group down in Texas and New Orleans, because that's where you see the stuff happen. The Waco bombings in 2013 and the Dallas shooting this time for the Texas group, probably maybe the Baton Rouge. There's also a cop element, the Blue Lives Matter. They're setting up other. There's a group within that group setting up fellow officers, like the officer who shot a librarian with what he thought was a blank. So, yes, the Columbus Day Parade. Here we're striking at, you know, the founder, one of the discoverers of America. There is a ethnic slant to it. The Nazis are involved in this as well. They have a seat at the fascist table. Fascists are running the world, but there's different fascists for every country. Germany's fascists are Nazis, for the most part. They left with all the money, help from the Vatican, to get to South America at the end of World War II, worked on the Nazi Bell project there, and then came back with the money later on. So they still had the money. Money makes the rules. That's the golden rule. So they're still running Germany, even if there is all these programs to say how bad the Nazis were, and we're not going to talk about them. But, you know, look at Sweden. The Nazis are expanding into Sweden. They're definitely involved in this because they don't like America. They don't like Russia or England because, or France, I guess, because we defeated them in the last encounter. And from the Nazi ideology that they're the superior race, well, losing in warfare would say that they're not the superior race. So, you know, they're going to carry a grudge. And in the future, World War III, there's going to be an alliance between Germany and China. Again, they have the same enemies, us, Russia, England. They're also both manufacturers, so they have a good trade balance. So they're getting richer, while countries like the U.S. is getting poorer. And you can see that in your paycheck. Of course, one way to get... Well, we're doomed, really. I mean, it's how are we going to get out of this? We can't even get our elections honest. There's so much money pouring in. The Supreme Court says, oh, it's fine to bribe. Even foreigners can bribe politicians. How are you going to get control of your country again? You can't go the violent route. That's what they want. They're just waiting with tons of weaponry. Lockheed is probably, or, well, whoever the military-industrial complex. I'll just say Lockheed, since they're local, and there was a local element to this back in 2013. They killed a local sex pervert cop with a sex pervert military pistol expert, helicopter pilot. His name was Goulet, and Butch Baker was one of the cops that was killed. He's the sex pervert one. There was another cop killed that was actually heard not too bad a cop. At any rate, it was part of the test market back then. I'm looking for that Columbus Day bombing next. This is a long-term op. I believe the drones are part of it, and everyone else is involved because they're figuring they can hack the drones themselves. The people in charge of America want the drones because they can't trust the police in the end. In revolutions, some of the police come over to the people's side. So the people with all the money would much rather prefer a robot that's under their own control. How much like the Star Wars. So, I'm going with the Columbus Day bombing, and I feel much more confident about this one rather than the Democratic Convention. And I'm expecting something before November 2nd, whenever the election is. It would seem to make sense. If the first one was a test market operation, then that tells me there's corporates involved, because I don't see the lower level, the Blue Lives Matter, the gun nuts in Texas, because that's a big part of this op, is that they're coming to take your guns away. They're trying to stir up the left to take the guns away. That's what the Orlando shooting's about. Sandy Hook. That animates the far right, your NRA types, to organize in resistance against that. So that, you know, helps to polarize the issue for them and adds recruits for the far right. At the same time, for other parts of the co-op, they want any kind of an uprising, either from the left or the right, so they can justify police repression, and they're going to be bringing in the robots. I mean, robots replacing everybody. They have robots now that do surgery better than a surgeon. You got an operation coming up? Well, maybe you can put it off a few years and get it done by a robot when you know it'll be done right. So no job is secure from disappearing. So how are you going to get money in the future? You're not going to be able to get money. It's all going to be in the hands of the 1%, and they're not going to want to give up a fucking dime of it. So police repression is coming. Far-right repression. We're seeing coups in Brazil right now. The far-right has taken over from the democratically elected president. Turkey, we have a Reichstag fire coup attempt there that allowed the current dictator to repress his country more. So we're seeing fascism on the rise all over the world while, I mean, we got Black Lives Matter doing something on the activist side. But we should be out there a lot more people. I mean, why are we sitting here hypnotized by Trump's fucking running for the president? Who gives a fuck about that idiot? You know, I don't give a fuck about his taxes. I know he doesn't pay taxes. He's a fucking crook. What I'd like to see is the sales receipt for his fucking toupee. Is that an American toupee? Are those American hair plugs? Because you got to be an American to be a president. And it isn't 90% American. You got to be 100% American. So if he's got fake foreign hair, he's not eligible to be president because orangutans are not native to the U.S. of A. At any rate, it's a corporate takeover. It's big business. Government isn't bad. Big business is bad. What we need is big government. And by that, I mean everyone should have a seat in it. We should all have a say in our government, and the more it affects us, the more we should have a say. But again, these psych ops don't come through the usual channels. They use cultural methods. They use your prejudices. They use your ideologies. They're like commercials. You don't even know you're being subjected to mind control because it happens below your threshold of awareness. They promise you something but never deliver it. It's that pie in the sky. And therefore, people become deluded. They refuse to see the truth. I mean, we can see that everything is getting worse. Every year we go further and further into the police state, but where's Occupy? Where are the revolutionaries? Where is the uprising? Why does it always fall apart? It's because we're under cultural attack. We're not aware of how we're being manipulated, and that's what this op is all about. They're showing the pigs as being racist, taking advantage of their power position to strip search people. They had a sex ring with a 17-year-old trafficked sex worker in Oakland. She brought down three chiefs in 9 days. Talking about fuck the pigs. Power to the pussy. Celeste has done more to fuck over the pigs in Oakland than all of the anarchists. that have been there since Occupy. We have to use a diversity of tactics, not the same tactic over and over, a real diversity. Come up with something new, and preferably no violence, please, or property destruction. It just, you know, the other side, I mean, the ground we have to win is in the hearts and minds of the people. And they're not ready to see property destruction as revolution. There's a time and a place for sabotage, and it isn't right at the start. You have to show the illegitimacy of those in power. And what we're seeing right now is the pigs are being shown as illegitimate by the people in power so that they can be replaced. But the real illegitimate group in our society is corporate capitalism. And the only tactic I see we can use is state ballot initiatives. It's the only truly anarchistic means available. Everyone has an equal voice. You could start your own ballot initiative. In fact, in Santa Cruz, this is a charter city. You could do the same thing for local issues. At any rate, yes, I know it's them, the government, but that doesn't mean it can't be anarchistic. Anarchism is a concept. It's not an us and them. I mean, just because we claim that we're anarchists, but then we censor somebody, then we're oppressing. That's oppressive form of government. Just because it's us doesn't mean it's okay. The people in power now used to be decent people at some point. Power twists you and turns you into a fucking pig. Not all the pigs wear blue. Those blue pigs couldn't survive without those black-robed pigs covering their ass. And so on and so forth. The unexamined revolution is just a coup d'etat. We need to make sure that we ourselves are not corrupted when we take the power away. And we're going to have to, because it's being run by money, by sociopathic corporate money. And that's no way to run a society. All right, that was my September 3rd show. I digressed a little bit there. The reason I released it then is because I had, and this is kind of embarrassing, completely forgotten when Columbus Day was. And I couldn't look it up on the internet, or they would know that I was onto the island. They would kill me. So I thought it was in September, actually. So after that, I had to eliminate, you know, there's still plenty of time to get Trump back in the race. With another alternative. So I had to come up with other possible, call other alternatives that they might possibly bomb. So that my next show was like 2 weeks later, and I think that's this right here.
Today, we always say to Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you
we'll be right back.
Yeah, Dave's not here, and this is your co-host, Titfuck. We're talking about the Columbus Day parade bombing. Well, we've already had a pre-bombing a few blocks away and a few weeks earlier. And this has kind of screwed things up. If they want to use the Columbus Day Parade in New York to shock the American consciousness, because these pre-bombings are now going to up the security for the Columbus Day Parade in New York. And the fact that no one died in these bombings, they were like garbage cans, to regular people now, this kind of looks like a fake op. That they did blew up those bombs just to help Trump in the polls. So the further bombings, you know, may just make it look like, well, Trump's friends were trying to give him a poll boost, but they accidentally killed some people, so it might work against Trump, any further bombing. And so all that leaves is like the World Series then. Or there's another possibility. I mean, America's full of soft targets. There's Columbus Day parades in all kinds of cities in America. They could attack multiple Columbus Day parades. That may be their fallback option, because it may be that this op is blown right now. I mean, I may get few listeners in Santa Cruz, but professionals like this, they have to listen to this show. There isn't that many conspiracy people out there. Most of them are fucking idiots. They have to surveil them all when they're doing ops like this to see, to make sure it doesn't get blown. So this could be the Hinkley Patsy getting dumped from the rest of the op. It means they may not be doing a Columbus Day parade bombing. I'm basing this all on the 2013 test market op, where the elements are shooting up the cops, sex-crazed soldiers, and the Boston bombing. Oh, and the pigs killing people, too. But the pigs kill people so much, you can't tell what's part of the op and what isn't. But the one where the cop shot the librarian because somebody had snuck a real bullet in instead of a blank, that looks like part of the op. Because, again, they're trying to replace the pigs with drones. It's already happening in the Dakotas. So I don't even see why the military contractors are involved in this op. It's going to happen anyways. We're going to replace the pigs with drones. I don't know why they got it. Probably the Germans talked them into it. I mean, the Germans want to destroy America. And as I said before, these are co-op ops where they get different people involved. It isn't like Ocean's 11 where a team goes out and does it. They have to have a patsy to do the actual explosion so that he can just be given up to the police with no trail back to the real perpetrators. So the bombers and the shooters are probably coming in from the Nazis, and possibly the CIA is involved. I mean, how could they not be involved? I mean, it's easy for people to fool the FBI, but at least the CIA are savvy. I may call them fascists, but they at least know how to do intelligence work. The FBI are just fucking pigs in suits with computers. Oh, and the FBI, and again, the FBI do what pigs do. They killed Fred Hampton. They're good at killing, you know, blacks. That's what pigs excel at. And we're seeing it on the news. I mean, that part of the op is still going. This is the Blue Lives Matter part of the op. But like I said, it's hard to tell because pigs kill people all the time anyways. As a comment on that, I liked the way that the demonstrators in Charlotte have targeted the wealthy section of town for their protest instead of the ghetto. It's all about money and property. So that's what you have to threaten. Threaten their profits. Corporatism's all about big business making money. So it should not be big business as usual anymore. Back to the op. So they could be ditching the lower levels. I'm not seeing the cops getting shot up as much either. These would be the upper levels. the Patsies and the Blue Lives Matter and the white nationalists, racists, they're the lower level. So we'll see. I mean, I haven't even posted this. I've only got a few listeners. It's not like I'm really a threat to their op. It's not even worth killing me over, right? I've got these time-traveling Nazi shows on. Nobody really believes me. But again, there's a limited amount. When you're doing a psychological warfare, there's a limited number of targets, really. Yeah, I said there's soft targets all over America, but which ones will get at the American psyche? This is an attack against the psychology of America. They're attacking our trust in the security of our system. And they're attacking American icons and things like that. Like in the 2013, it was our hero sniper. Yeah, they haven't really killed any heroes yet that I can see. I mean, except for that black sniper in Baton Rouge. And I'm not sure that was even part of the op. That might have been an independent sniper. Because they're trying to create civil unrest so they can justify coming in with more force and more power. And the public will go along with it, yada, yada, yada. The Reichstag fire, you know, they usually will attack themselves to make it look like they're the victim. These false flags. At any rate, I was thrilled to hear that Free Radio got a studio, because I did see this coming as soon as they killed the woman on The Voice. Because, again, that's a show that reaches middle America. It's a very popular show, and it's a form of terrorism. Without anyone claiming credit directly. I mean, without the people who are behind it claiming credit for their side, because it's the right that does this. The CIA knows about it. That's why I said the CIA has to give their good graces or they would block this. And they've been, you know, corporate since the very beginning. So, I mean, Russia would probably love to pull ops like this, but the CIA wouldn't let them. But the CIA lets our friends like Germany or England or France pull weird shit because it would be too embarrassing otherwise if we popped their ops. It's fascism. They're all friends. They're not so much into nationalism. It's the banking globalization. It goes back to the pyramids. Is that creates poverty in the main country. And then eventually the public wakes up to that, and either the left gets on board with unions and strikes, and of course that won't work now with automation, or the right gets on board. I mean, Hitler was complaining about the banks just like Occupy, because they had a bout of globalization back in the early part of the last century. And it created the same effects it's creating now, where they can shift their cost of labor to cheaper and cheaper places while host countries go broke, but their cost of living rises because that foreign capital then comes in and buys their land. One way of dealing with this, we can do it ourselves anarchistically through state ballot measures. We could put a progressive tax on the amount of land you owned in a state. So therefore, this money couldn't come back and buy land here. Our rents would fall, et cetera, et cetera. This has been Pop the Op on Free Thy Land on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Currently at 101.3 FM. For the next week or two, our antenna is disappearing, and I can no longer cover Pop the Op unless the antenna is actually active, because if you're listening to this on the internet, the NSA knows who you are, and if they want to quiet things down, they just kill you. There isn't that many people to kill, but on the radio, no one knows you're listening to it unless they're tapping your phone separately and they hear it in the background. So the Free Radio antenna needs a new home. You must know somebody around on higher elevations, not downtown. It has to be line of sight to downtown. A tall tree might work. We need that ASP. We've got a free studio right now. This is a great time to get a show on Free Radio. Now we just need an antenna. Free Radio Santa Cruz. All right, here's the next one. I think I may even cross the line here as I suggest an alternative op for him. Welcome to Pop the Op.
If you have a little
on September 3rd,
indulge myself at home.
No, I don't do that.
I made a prediction that there would be a bombing at the Columbus Day Parade coming up here on October 10th.
You can only smoke with people because I'm the prophet,
cool,
right?
Two
weeks later, on Constitution Day the 17th, there was a bombing in New York. A few of them. 29 people were hurt, but no fatalities. I believe that this was the Columbus Day bombing operation being scuttled. The Manchurian candidate, Hinckley Patsy, was being gotten rid of on September 17th. Now, this isn't like predicting an earthquake. If I predict an earthquake, it's not going to affect the earthquake unless the earthquake's coming from HAARP. But when you make a prediction about a political event involving intelligence agencies, your prediction affects their behavior. If they were planning an op on October 10th, they certainly don't want to do it now. They could do it now. I haven't even posted anything on the internet about this. But they don't know who's listening, and it's very unnerving for them to continue with an op that's been blown. The Russians could set up ambushes for them since everyone knows the day and the location. Now, the reason they selected Columbus Day, notice I'm assuming this is true, is because Columbus discovered America, right? The op is designed to strike at the heart of America. Our metaphors and ideologies, our beliefs and values. And probably to get Trump elected president. Because what could be better for our enemies than that buffoon in as the commander-in-chief? Now, the other elements of the op are still in place. The members of the Blue Lives Matter killing black people on command. I recently heard on Tom Hartman's show, someone called in and said it, in 2006 there was a study done and the KKK has infiltrated the police departments all over the nation. So there's your Blue Lives Matter folks. Blue Lives Matter is a racist organization hiding as a pig protection group. Anyway, these parts are still going on. The other parts are the Muslim bombers. We just saw one of those scuttled. They could have all kinds of them. But again, there's only a few things that we'll get at the American public before the election. The other one would be the World Series, but that's a hard target. They're using Manchurian candidate Hinckley's, who aren't very capable because they're going to have to take the fall later on. So they're limited in what they can do. It's not an Ocean's 11 team going in. Yeah, sure, they're involved, but they have to have a fall guy Patsy. So the other part of the op is sex-crazed snipers from the military. They shoot up the cops. That's happened in Santa Cruz. In fact, that's what happened back in 2013 when I was popping this op. I just first noticed it because you don't often see cops getting shot up. And it seemed a pattern. Now, I could be paranoid, and the human mind will see patterns where they aren't. So I proceeded with this year, thinking that, well, you know, it might be possible to actually figure out exactly where they're going to strike with the bomber part of it, just like the bombing at the Boston Marathon. And that one, they had those goofy guys there with the same insignia as their top sniper who also got killed that year. And why were they there with the backpacks, just like the Muslim bomber patsies? They were there to see how conspiracy theorists would react. Alex Jones was all over that one. He was trying to pop the op on that one. He was trying to say they're going to say this guy planted the bomb. But it was all fed to him, just like Sandy Hook was fed to people. They killed the kids at Sandy Hook. It's nothing for Nazis to kill kids. And the Nazis are behind this op. This year, I kind of realized that probably someone who's paying for it would be the military-industrial complex here, private corporations. I call it the Lockheeds, in quotations, since I'm not even going to bother to investigate. I'm getting all this information just off the top of the news and what other people tell me. Because they want to replace the pigs with drones. That's how they got sold the op. Germany wants to destroy America. They're still fighting World War II. Well, I should say the Nazis, who secretly control Germany, just like they secretly control a huge part of the CIA here. Oh, and another thing. Also in the news this week, a German corporation was going to buy Monsanto. Monsanto is the big bad boy corporation here in America because of the GMOs. But as I said on other segments on Free the Land, that the Nazis have time travel, so they know there's going to be starvation in the future. So now they're going to own virtually all the seeds for all the crops. And also there will be clouds from global warming, so being able to genetically modify plants to grow under low light conditions will be crucial. There's going to be a lot of money there if Monsanto comes up with that. And Bayer will then own Monsanto at that point. 17% of all American corporations are owned by foreigners, and American corporations run America. So 17% of America is run by foreigners because we live in a fascist plutocracy. Well, getting back to the op, this is high treason for the military-industrial corporations that are involved in this op, not to mention the killing. Well, actually, since we never declare war anymore, the president just does it. Congress doesn't do the declaration part. We're never really at war, so treason technically requires us to be at war and aiding the enemy. However, in this op, the Nazis are at the top of it. And as I said before, in order to keep their, you know, ideology that they're the superior race, there's got to be a branch of the Nazis that consider themselves as never surrendering World War II. They're still fighting it. So technically, we are still at war with them, and they're probably involved in this op. So it is actual treason for the CIA, any military involved, and the military-industrial complex, the Lockheeds who are involved. The kids at Sandy Hook. The other part of the op is the Germans want to take our guns away. It's not just the liberals. It's people that want to take over America that want to get rid of all the guns. And the right wing doesn't see it coming because Germany's on their right. They, you know, you don't see Alex Jones talking about the Nazis ever. It's always the globalists. And the globalists would be the Freemasons. The Freemasons run America now and have for some time. The Illuminazis are trying to take it over. These are secret societies, blah, blah, blah. They do, you know, occult shit as well. So last time I was talking about the police being shot by the... I'm not sure if I had the Nazis nailed even then. Shortly thereafter, I did realize it was probably the Nazis. But they were shooting the cops up here, and they picked a police, Butch Baker, one of the police shot here, who arrested Robert Norris for his Nazi salute. That could be one reason they picked him. But I also complained about him a lot on my show because he molested 9 women. It's a more interesting topic when police sexually molest than when they just brutally beat people and kill them, because they have a license to kill. They don't have a license to rape. So anyways, he was killed, and now I can't really whine anymore. They whacked away one of my whines. So they may show up here again. I'm told that there's... this is what the CIA did for Clinton by killing his ex lovers. It's a, you know, it's an old tactic. You give a gift to your enemies, you know, and what do the spooks have to give? Well, the ability to just whack people. The news station at 101.3 nearby blocking us out, unconfirmed. The fire we had recently was kind of close. Basically, you know, by popping the op in New York, it doesn't really save lives, because the scuttled op, you know, it hurt 29 people, and these spooks can just go kill people all over the place, and it might come back here somewhat. Sorry about that, Santa Cruz. And I don't know why I did this in the first place. Why is it up to me? This is Homeland Security's job. It's not a homeless security issue. And yet here I am, having to hold the flag because the rest of the intelligence community puts money over America every fucking time. So if I'm the only one holding the flag here on this, I want you to know that my American flag isn't limited to 50 stars, and they're not in fucking straight lines either. They're in circles, like the original flag, like they're supposed to be. And it's a lot of stars. It's the whole fucking Milky Way, because it's freedom for fucking everyone, not just for the rich, not just for your particular race, not your culture or ideology. It's freedom for all.
Out one evening by a river of discontent, a bump straight into old Tom Payne was running down the road he went. He said, "I can't stop right now, child. King George is after me. He'd have a rope around my throat and hang me on the Liberty Tree. And I will dance to Tom Payne's bones. I'll dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Payne's. I will dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Payne's bones." Well, I only talked about freedom and justice for everyone. But since the penny first when I spoke, I've been looking down the barrel of a gun. And they say I preach revolution. Let me say in my defense that all I did wherever I went was to talk a lot of common sense. people danced upon Payne's bones. Danced upon Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own. The rhythm of Tom Payne's bones. I will dance upon Payne's bones. Dance upon Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own. To the rhythm of Tom Payne's bones. Well, old Tom Payne, he ran so fast, he left me standing still. And there I was, a piece of paper in my hand, standing at the top of the hill. And it said, this is the age of reason. These are the rights of man. Kick off religion and monarchy. It was written in Tom Payne's plan. Then I will dance to Tom Payne's bones. We'll dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own. To the rhythm of Tom Payne's bones. I will dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own. To the rhythm of Tom Payne's bones. Well, old Tom Payne, there he lies. Nobody laughs, nobody cries. Where he's gone or how he fears, nobody knows, nobody cares. But I will dance to Tom Payne's bones. I'll dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own. Gonna ring in the Tom Payne's bones. I will dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own. To the rhythm of Tom Payne's bones. I will dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own. To the rhythm of Tom Payne's bones. I will dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance to Tom Payne's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own.
Oh, yes, there is one more possible target. Like I said, they may go for one of my wines, and one of them is that fake Statue of Liberty the French gave us in a burkini. You know, they wouldn't even have to leave New York for this one. It would require technical expertise. They wouldn't be able to just use a Manchurian candidate, because you'd have to use the opposite of a shaped charge. I guess it would be a shapely charge inside the Statue of Liberty to explode the breast to produce a tit in the copper. I think this could be done with like two or three explosions timed on top of each other, one to make the nipple, you know, or two to make the nipple, one to make the breast. And then we would have a Statue of Liberty that matches the Delacroix painting. Because in that painting, it's the nipple that points the way to freedom. I'm not advocating this. I'm just challenging Nazi engineering. Because it does actually strike at the heart of America, too, and no one needs to get hurt. Trump could declare the Statue of Liberty the next Miss Universe, and then he could win the election that way, because that's what this is about. They're trying to get a fucking Nazi running America. Well, a little background on that Jiffy Pop Statue of Liberty tit joke. The Germans actually used shaped charges, the Nazis, and gliders to take a fortress in Belgium that could have taken out the bridges for their sweep through Europe and really held them up. So this was kind of a, you know, something to occupy them in case they had other things planned. And you know, I don't think it's conspiracy to actually encourage something. You know, you actually have to do a something in furtherance of the conspiracy. And I wasn't talking about, you know, a big hole in the Statue of Liberty. You have to be a real tit, you know, and two of them. We don't want a half-titted light bearer like card 15 of the tarot. I mean, they wanted to set me up anyways. I was just trying to help them out. My wallet is still missing. What else? Well, let's see. The Food Not Bombs banner was stolen. That could be some backlash from the op. Couple activists had gallstones. Maybe that's a joke on the French Statue of Liberty stuff there. The former name of France was Gaul. And... But that's not as good a joke as, you know, just leaving the bomb on the pavement and walking off with the suitcase. That was funny. This has been Pop the Op, part of One Step Beyond, part of Free Thy Land on Free Radio Santa Cruz. 101.3 on your FM dial in 2016. FreakRadio.org, you click the red dot on the homepage at the top of the antenna to get the stream, because even our links are underground.